In this bulletin, the COP26 president warns the world must deliver on action against climate change. The federal government offers more funding for the development of low emissions technologies. And in sport, the world number two, Daniil Medvedev, intends to compete at next year's Australian Open. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The head of the United Nations climate talks says there's still significant progress to be made towards capping the global temperature rise at 1.5 degrees Celsius. COP26 Alok Sharma says officials will shortly publish the first draft summarising commitments of more than 190 countries. The British President, Mr. Sharma, says the world needs confidence that the promises made at the event will be honoured.
We are making progress at COP26, but we still have a mountain to climb over the next few days. And what has been collectively committed to goes some way, but certainly not all the way, to keeping 1.5 within reach. The gap in ambition has narrowed.
The federal government is launching a $1 billion technology fund for Australian companies to develop low-emissions solutions. The Clean Energy Finance Corporation will have an extra $500 million to support small-scale startups, with legislation due before the next election. The CEFC is the world's largest government-owned green bank, and politicians are attempting to change the law to include carbon capture and storage. At a speech for the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia will chart its own course to reduce emissions.
Under our plan, Australians do not have to upturn their lifestyles or our economy to reach net zero. We can make our own Australian way. Under our plan, Australia will continue producing and exporting world-class resources, energy, manufactured goods, agricultural products, led by globally competitive businesses.
Sydney fugitive Mustapha Baloush has been located and arrested after more than 2 weeks on the run. The 33-year-old was found after a tip-off about a truck travelling from New South Wales to Queensland. He's been charged with drug offences related to the shipment of cocaine into Australia, with a street value of $270 million. Assistant Commissioner Stuart Smith says it's been one of the largest ever fugitive hunts, with four states involved.
So at last night at 1 a.m, an individual was removed from inside a vehicle, inside a container on the back of a truck on the Queensland-New South Wales border.
Victoria has recorded 1,003 coronavirus cases and 14 COVID-19-related deaths after 71,000 tests. The Health Department says there are more than 15,000 active infections and almost 500 patients are in hospital. New South Wales is reporting 216 new cases of coronavirus and three deaths after almost 100,000 tests were conducted. A health alert has been issued for three Sydney gyms after 11 confirmed cases were linked to exercise classes between late October and early November. The state has reached its 90% full vaccination milestone, while 94% of people aged 16 years and over have had one dose. The chief of Australia's coronavirus vaccine rollout says Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities are lagging behind in doses, calling this population a priority for the nation. The First Nations vaccine rates for around Australia are at 66% first dose, and 55% of that population is fully vaccinated, compared to 81% for non-Aboriginal people. Lieutenant General John Fruin, who leads the COVID-19 task force, has told NITV the gap is being reduced, but community leaders need to explain why vaccines are important and urgent.
COVID doesn't discriminate, but a big differentiator is whether you've been vaccinated or not, and it's best if you have got the double dosing. If you've got the full course done, that's when you get the best protections.
In sport, Russian tennis player Daniil Medvedev has indicated he wants to play at the Australian Open after an earlier lack of commitment to vaccines. On Tuesday, he wrote on social media that he plans to attend the tournament in Melbourne next year after losing in the final earlier this year. It's unclear whether Serbian star Novak Djokovic will play, and he hasn't revealed whether he's vaccinated against coronavirus. Tennis Australia is optimistic about securing a deal for unvaccinated players to compete, while the Victorian government insists competitors must be immunised. Well, now today's weather. Perth, sunny and 23. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20. Rain clearing in Melbourne, 15. Hobart, showers and 14. Canberra, similar conditions, 20. Wollongong, showers developing, 22. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, showers increasing, 28. Brisbane, showers and 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.